On tonight's Celebrating a Musical Future, we're shining the spotlight on Princeton University, the Princeton University Glee Club. I'm David Ozenberg. With me is the Director of Choral Activities at Princeton University, Gabriel Crouch. We're listening to a concert given last March in Richardson Auditorium. We've heard music of then Princeton University student Shruti Rajasekhar, her work called Ganam, which means singing in Sanskrit, and the very spatial work of John Tavener, Total Eclipse. And since the Tavener work called, as Gabriel said, for a Baroque orchestra, perfect segue into the next work. Music of George Frideric Handel, of course, Handel known for writing all of that important music while living in London for so much of his life. From his early days in Halle at the organ, and then up to Hamburg to play in the opera orchestra. But before getting over to London, spending years in Italy, where not only he soaked up everything around him, but probably tried to one-up the Italians around him, being Corelli and whoever he rubbed shoulders with.
Well, yes, I mean, you have to remember that Handel was 22,
yeah.
21, 22 at this time. This is 1707, you know, and a young man trying to make his mark. You know, he was barely older than the students in the Glee Club. Right. And he obviously had, I mean, as you can tell from this piece, he obviously had a great deal of music in him. He had a great deal of new things to say. You know, this is his first autograph. This was his announcement onto the musical stage. I often speculate what this first performance in Rome of this piece must have been like, because, you know, for me, as I started out life as a singer, and I still love to sing, and I don't know any piece that I have more fun singing than this. And that's partly because there's just so much energy and it's just so irrepressible, but it's also, it's so challenging in a way that is just about reachable. You know, and it's not too long,
right?
But it really, really, really is difficult. I mean, it really taxes you. It really engages you. And mastering it is so uplifting. But I worry that that first performance in Rome might not have gone terribly well, because one of the distinctive things about Handel is that I don't think he ever wrote anything as exciting as this for voices ever again. You know, and of course he created, in terms of, you know, architecturally, he created masterpieces after this again and again and again, and wrote surpassing melodies for soloists and created drama that served as a benchmark for operatic composers of the future. But did he actually write something which was so dazzling for vocal chorus ever again? I don't think so. I mean, he came close in Israel and Egypt, but honestly, this is it for me. So I worry that first performance might have been a disaster and that he was put off by it.
And probably maturity added in there too, where he just sort of tempered things as he went, knowing what did work and what maybe that first performance was a disaster,
yeah.
So it really taught him something.
Yes, I mean, maturity is synonymous with experience, which is synonymous with disappointment. You know,
exactly. So this is his setting of the rather martial Psalm 110, his Dixit Dominus, again, posing great challenges for your choir, no doubt, right?
Yeah, but they loved it as much as any piece I've ever given them, perhaps more. I mean, Princeton students are pretty kind of distracted by their academic burdens.
Yeah.
Once they found out that they were going to be singing Dixit Dominus, I think we were on tour in Spain at the time, and I wandered into a room where I caught four tenors sat over a score of Dixit Dominus that they'd found online before we had started rehearsing it, trying to navigate some of the melismas in the first movement in their spare time. This is completely unheard of at Princeton. So, and that kind of energy, that enthusiasm to absorb all of this stuff, that stayed with us through the whole rehearsal process. I mean, it really was fun, I have to say.
Well, hopefully Handel had that same enthusiasm by his Italian singers back at its premiere. The setting of Dixit Dominus by George Frideric Handel here. My co-host Gabriel Crouch leading the Princeton University Glee Club along with this Baroque orchestra he assembled, the closing work on this Walter L. Nolner Memorial Concert given last March.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
To conclude this concert, given last March in Richardson Auditorium by the Princeton University Glee Club, the annual Walter L. Noller Memorial Concert, a performance of Handel's Dixit Dominus. Very challenging work by this very young Handel in his early 20s when he wrote this in Italy. And the Princeton University Glee Club, conducted by my co-host Gabriel Crouch, and a number of stellar work on the solo end.
That's right. Quite often for the Noller Memorial Concert, we will hire professionals to sing solos. But another thing about Dixit Dominus that I absolutely love is that the solo movements are not so long and not so arduous that they can't be sung by students. And that was another real treat, is giving very young singers their first opportunity to get on stage and work with a professional orchestra. So what we heard today, well, in the opening movement, there are three short solos, soprano, mezzo, and tenor. The soprano was Shruti Rajasekhar, the composer of the first piece. Yeah. The mezzo was Rebecca Singer, and the tenor was Jay Lee. And then in the first solo aria, Virgam Virtutis Tue, the soloist was the mezzo-soprano Caroline Zhao. That was followed by a soprano aria, Tecum Principium, which was sung by Solène Levin. A couple of choruses after that, and then in the amazing Dominus ad Extris Tuis movement, that opens with a soprano duet, which was sung by Catherine Sweeney and Alison Spann, then answered by a tenor duet, which was sung by Sergei Tugarinov and Ryan Melissini, and finished with a bombastic bass solo sung by Damien Capel. And then the final solo movement was the ravishing soprano duet, the penultimate movement, De Torrente in Via Bibet, and that was sung by Madeleine Kushan, soprano, and Kamya Varagura, soprano.
So, in the illustrious words of your fellow countrymen who made up one of the great comedy troupes of all time, for something completely different, this Sunday, you're going to present your Glee Club concert, which takes us far away. Well, maybe the Taverner gets a little close, but far away in repertoire.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's funny, as I was saying to you, you know, minutes ago about how much the students enjoyed Dixit Dominus, I was about to say to you, I think it's the most they've ever enjoyed preparing music with me ever. But I stopped myself because I was just thinking about what we're preparing now.
Yeah.
The Russian music, the Rachmaninoff, Kostalsky, Chesnokov that we're working on now. There's an energy and a love for this music which is really, really palpable. And at a difficult point in the semester, they're really loving this. So we've been working on what you might call synodal, Moscow synodal music, music such as the Rachmaninoff All Night Vigil as a very famous example. But there's, of course, so much music that comes before that as well that informs that masterpiece. Tchaikovsky, Kostalsky, Golovanov, Gretchaninov, and Chesnokov. And so we're working on all that music, all because we are inviting three of the great bass octavists in the world to campus for the concert on December the 9th, and I'm so excited about this. I've had the privilege of singing in a few choirs in England where there's been one real octavist, and it really makes this music come alive. This is unprecedented. Three of the greatest octavists in the world are coming together. We're going to showcase all three of them, and they're all going to be participating in our choral work as well. So everything we're going to sing is going to have that unworldly subterranean underpinning that that these extraordinary voices provide. They've never sung together before. They obviously all know of each other very well. You know, these really are the three great names in the art. Vladimir Miller from St. Petersburg, Glenn Miller, no relation,
right,
is the most well-known American octavist. You can hear him as a soloist in that wonderful Conspirare recording of sacred Russian music. The really famous octavist solo is by Chesnokov. It's a piece called Do Not Reject Me in My Old Age, and Glenn Miller singing that solo, it's, you'd scarcely believe that a human could do this. And then my dear friend Adrian Peacock from England, you know, with whom I've been singing for years, right, and, you know, who is the one reliable extraordinary octavist that we really have in Great Britain. These three greats of this rare vocal art, they spend their lives performing this music, making it come alive, and to actually bring them together on Princeton's campus and have them work with our students for a week and then give this concert on December the 9th. You know, I can't remember being this excited. I'm so happy.
3 p.m.
3 p.m.
Richardson Auditorium. And
Sunday, December 9th. And if you're looking for ticket information, the best place to go is to the Glee Club's website, which is www.princetongleeclub.com.
Well, thanks for bringing this concert of Rajasekhar and Taverner and Handel to us, and we'll look forward to the depths of the Russian music that you will go into this coming Sunday. Gabriel Crouch, thanks for taking some time.
Thank you, David. Nice to see you.
And I think with the time we have remaining, we're going to hear a little bit more from the Glee Club. And this is from a recording they put out a couple years ago called Music for Royal Occasions. We will hear soloists Tim Keeler, countertenor from class of 2011, James Kennerly, tenor, Jacob Kinderman, bass baritone, the Princeton University Glee Club, and Nassau Sinfonia, all led by my co-host Gabriel Crouch. Music of the late 17th, early 18th century English composer William Croft, his The Lord is a Sun and a Shield. If you enjoyed hearing these young musicians from Princeton University and hearing the next generation of great classical musicians on this weekly program, support what you hear by going to our website at wwfm.org and making a donation in membership. Also stay tuned as Carl Hemmingsen is along with Curtis Calls presenting student recitals from the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia from last academic year. I'm David Ozenberg. Celebrating Our Musical Future is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org.